Over 30 years of serving the Arizona homeowner. 13 years in a row ranking Arizona's best referral network. RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Protecting you, informing you, and educating you.
It's Rosie on the House.
Yes, it is. Good morning, all y'all. Welcome to my house. It was warm enough the other day. It was time to make some sun tea. Got a couple big jars of it right here. Come on in and sit down. Let me pour you a little glass of sun tea. You sit down right over there. I'll even give up my favorite chair and let you have it. Come in. The door's wide open. You can join the conversation by dialing 1-888-767-4348. We're here to answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. From the bottom of the foundation to the top of the roof and anything in between. If you've got a project you're trying to tackle, trying to finish, or thinking about starting, give me a call, 1-888-767-4348. And let me put my 48 years of building and remodeling in Arizona, let me put that experience to work for you at your house and see if I can't help you in some way with that particular project, maintenance item, repair item, or remodeling project. How about that? Let's get something started, huh? It's awfully popular right now. There's an awful lot of people doing remodeling. It's hard to find a neighborhood where they don't have some dumpster in the driveway and some project being tackled. I think a lot of this two-year lockdown business has kind of driven people to the point of saying, hey, I want my house the way I want it. I'm going to live in it forever.
And I got to tell you, when you say that, on the way home the other day, there was a home in Paradise Valley that's been sitting in that corner for 40 or 50 years.
Yeah.
I drove by there yesterday. Boop. When you say remodeling, the house is gone.
Gone.
It's completely destroyed. And so they're doing some serious remodeling, like from the ground up. Man.
You know, I heard from a young couple who wanted to remodel, and they said, you know, we really can't afford it. But we watched our parents live in a house they weren't happy with forever. So we're going to go out on a limb. And so I kind of coached them. I don't like limbs. I don't like economic limbs. I really don't. But we're gonna proceed. We're at the beginning of our earning curve. We both have professional jobs. We see a career path that this is going to be acceptable. We want to get the remodel done now. And then I met with a couple that are in their young 80s. And they are considering a significant remodel. And I mean significant. And he looked at me and said, Rosie, are we crazy at this age? And his wife said, no. And the quicker it can get done, the better. I want to enjoy it for every minute I can. So we're full speed ahead on that remodel.
But the emphasis is quicker.
So all generations right now are in a remodeling mode. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, we've kind of been in our homes a lot more than we have been recently. Now, on that news front, and I've said for 2 years, the Rosie on the House show is going to be a COVID-free environment. We're just not going to talk about it. But I do want to talk about a couple of events that are coming up. And they have been on hiatus. They have not been the last couple of years because of the pandemic. And the Arizona Game and Fish Department next weekend is going to have their first outdoor expo in 3 years. You have got to stop and consider getting your kids out to the Ben Avery Range next weekend. The Outdoor Expo provides families the experience of hands-on outdoor recreation activities like fishing, recreational archery shooting, and it introduces the public to nonprofit outdoor recreation organizations that offer family events year-round and statewide. Great opportunities, great initiative, great motivator for you to round the kids up, get them in the car, and get them out to one of these events across the great state of Arizona all through the year. So you can start by introducing your family to all the great outdoor activities that the Arizona Game and Fish Department helps sponsor and participate in at the Department Outdoor Expo next weekend, April 2nd and 3rd at the Ben Avery Shooting Range. Now, the other event I want to bring to all of your attention is I have seen in the home building services sector of our economy over the past 2 years, salaries of good employees that are worth keeping have gone up 20 to 30%. If the pandemic did anything to shake up your industry and you're contemplating looking at changing your fields or your careers, the Arizona Register of Contractors on April 27th is going to have a Construction Science Technology Apprenticeship Fair at Chase Field. You'll be able to attend it. You'll be able to talk to vendors and exhibitors all through the outdoor area of the ballpark and contemplate and hear out what the career paths in each one of these construction services fields could hold for you. And then you can take in a game with the Dodgers. How about that? Huh? So that's April 27th. Mark your calendar. We're going to be having the registrar on and visiting about that particular event because we're in a desperate need for recruiting and importing and bringing in all the help we can into the service and construction science industry. I'm very blessed by having this platform, this show for 34 years. And every once in a while I say things like, Rosie Wright Remodeling is growing and we need help. And one of you listeners knows of a married couple in Columbus, Ohio, who have been working as a team in a design build remodeling company for 20 years that are moving to Scottsdale. So who gets to interview them first? They called Rosie, and boy, I'm certainly blessed and thankful for that. It's a platform I hope to always truly respect. But Rosie Wright Remodeling is a little company. It's growing. It's growing aggressively. We've got a lot of things we want to get done in the next 5 to 10 years, and we're going to need a lot of great people to do it. So if you know anyone, I've quit asking if you know anyone in Arizona, because if you know anyone in Arizona that's in the construction field and they're not working, chances are I don't want them. there's more work out there than you can possibly imagine. But if you know of someone in the construction, primarily the home remodeling and building industry that's moving to Scottsdale, man, I couldn't thank you enough if you've had them call Rosie on the house remodeling, because we're looking for great people. Let's see if we can bring in a couple callers. We've got Matt. And we've got Steven. I think Matt made it in first. He made it in by dialing 1-888-767-4348. And I'm a little self-conscious. This may be the Matt I owe a return phone call to. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How could you not on a day like today, huh?
It is beautiful. I'm loving this weather. I'm out doing some gardening, and you triggered a gardening question when you and Mr. Peterson were talking in the last segment.
Yes.
So I'm hoping you can help me. So you guys were talking about filtering the chlorine. I kind of have the opposite problem. So I have where all of my irrigation is fed into the garden, it comes from the soft water line. And obviously I don't want that salt on my garden. And for years, I've just been trying to wash the salt down with the one hose from the front. But I'm wondering, is there something similar to filtering out the chlorine that I could put just on that irrigation side where it goes into all of my valves that would filter out the salt? Or should I consider running a line from the front of the house to the back where the irrigation is so that it just bypasses the water softener altogether?
Yeah, I think that's going to be your best bet, because generally what we do in a whole house water softening program is when we want to take the sodium back out of it, we run it through an RO, and you're not going to want to RO all your irrigation water for sure. I'd bring a city line around the back of the yard, and I would just put an activated charcoal filter on it prior to it being distributed to the garden, and now you're delivering chlorine-free city water at really a very affordable option.
Perfect. Okay. All right. I've got a plumbing job now added to my to-do list. So.
Well, I think, did you ever re-divert your pool backwashing? That was a plumbing project. Could you combine the two in one?
Ooh. Well, that's also on the to-do list for the spring before I get to the summer to backwash. So, that might be... I'll combine them and get it all done at once.
There you got a trench halfway around the back of the yard already done.
Then
you can keep going.
And
is he still there? Go ahead, Matt.
I think you're stunned.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Rosie.
Yeah, Matt, appreciate it. And I know I owe you a return call. I've been doing a little research on that particular item you're looking for, and I will tell you, Thursday night, about 6:15, I got a phone call. I think I found exactly what you're looking for. So sorry I didn't get you back on Friday. All right, from there, let's see if we can continue. We've got a full load here. Let's see if we can go to Steven. Good morning, Steven. What are you up to today, my friend?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, wait, Steven.
Listening to you and enjoying your show.
Steven, hang on one second. I've stepped all over Gary D's commercial break here. So we're going to need to go on a short commercial break. But I promise you, when we get back, you'll be the first up.